hello. You are listening to The Dungeon Boys.
Bum, bum, bum.
The Dungeon Boys is a group of seven friends telling a story, Dungeons and Dragon style. So thanks for listening in and enjoying the ride, our TTRPG family. Nerds, friends, and fiends of all walks of life, we are stoked that you're here with us. And we apologize that we took a bit of a short break between our last episode and this episode. Sometimes life happens. We're not professional podcasters. We're literally just a group of friends who like to have fun and be silly gooses and put out some content into the world for you to enjoy with us. If you're binging this shit, then that's awesome. You beat the system and you didn't have to wait for a break. Speaking of shit, we do say inappropriate things all the time. So this podcast is recommended for folks above the age of, I don't know, I'm not going to put an age on it. If you're mature enough to say the word fuck, then
we
you should be here.
Say fuck a lot.
Piss.
Peener.
Bastard.
Oh, I said peener. That's penis and wiener. Oh, okay. And if you can handle a vast amount of dick jokes. But we're not just dick jokes and party lines. We're also a group that really appreciates the subtle art of roleplay and the human connection and bond. And of course, you know, a bunch of high fantasy crap and magic, and this campaign, a lot of sci-fi thrown in the mix. Our group of six adventurers met one day upon the Adyle Space Station, where they were all brought together from different walks of life by Commander Gallowood, the head of the Adyle System's military, and one step below, the Council. The Council is a loose federal galactic law that runs this star system. Commander Gallowood had summoned these folks from different walks of life and sent them to an abandoned planet called Tarrant 19, where they undiscovered a history that he had never wanted them to find. That there's a black hole that opens every 2,000 years. And the Council has been secretly going through this black hole with stealth ships and stealing magic and technologies from other star systems without anyone knowing. The genocides and mass murder that was inflicted from the Council was beyond comprehension. And now this team of adventurers, with the blueprints set down from thousands of years ago from the Harpers Guild, are now taking the time to find the last piece of hope the star system has, which is a cannon. A cannon with power and strength enough to close the wormhole. But in the wisdom of the Harpers all those many years ago, they broke the cannon up into multiple pieces and spread it throughout the system. And so we continue our adventure of the Harpers' Requiem, trying to find those pieces. But that's enough catch up for now. Let's go ahead and introduce the boys. And also, we have the phenomenal pleasure and privilege of having back our amazing guest star, Mika.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
And we will go ahead and introduce the bullies. All right, boys, tell them who you are.
What is up, you bitches and beholders?
God damn it.
It's your boy Grant, and I play your golden dragonborn barbarian, Kathal Tarash.
Howdy, y'all. My name is Arland. I play Valen, your winged tiefling sorlock, here on the Dungeon Boys podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Anthony, and I play Grayson Cato, the half-elf ranger on Dungeon Boys, the first campaign, Stardust Echoes.
Hello, I'm Dylan, and I play Temple, the Warforged Monk.
Hello, I'm the guest star Mika, and I play a druid earth genasi named Kite.
Hey all you cool cats and kittens, it's me, Lindsay. Plane six, your tabaxi rogue. Did I just almost forget my name?
Yeah.
What a basic pitch.
Hi guys, my name's Ellie. I play Pants, the Artificer Cobalt on Stardust Echoes. I remembered to say what I was this time.
Fuck yeah.
And my name is Justine, and I will be your dungeon master for this campaign. But without further ado, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. last episode, the Harper's Requiem adequately and adeptly fucked up all the Dungeon Master's plans once again. After teaming up with their new friend Kite, they located where a piece of the cannon was located, inside a storage unit within the rings of the planet Tenebris. They quickly realized this was a high security unit, and there was no way to get inside without the owner, a changeling by the name of Nyx Pips. So, they ventured onward to Tenebris, the Hollywood-esque planet of the Adial system. Nyx, being a news anchor and former childhood actor, was to be found, according to Kite, in one of the biggest entertainment buildings and lots in the largest city. On the way to said lot, the party ran into their old dwarven friend Stroganoff and entrusted him with their broken shipmined feline Jigalda for repair. Strogi agreed, and they made their way to the entertainment facility. Once inside, they surprisingly found Nyx locked up. After careful negotiations, Nyx agreed to help him open his vault on the planet's rings if they agreed to get him out of his former work, now prison, and go on his show for one final interview. Nyx, however, lied. He put them on live television against their will, and all hell broke loose. The party rushed through countless sets on the new studio while being chased by three of the council's spies. And after dancing Doki Doki characters, an enraged mushroom-tripping cook, and a group of ogres and orcs trying to get the show Pimp My Ship off the ground, they found themselves face-to-face with a council spy warforge named MT-9. The ogres grabbed pipes and car pieces and faced off with the team. And now, we continue. You're tense, slowly making eye contact with each other, your fur, scales, and skin prickling with who's going to make the next move. Eyes keep glancing to Temple as he's gasping for air and mechanically moaning. Torash, you feel as your scaled brow starts to sweat as you clench tighter to your scimitar of speed. And you see from the corner of your eye, one of these ogres run up and try to hit Six. Does a 13 hit you, Six?
It does not hit.
All right, Torash, you're up. It's your time.
Oh, thank God. Fuck.
Torash, whack his peepee.
Whack the peepee. Whack his peepee, Torash.
Torash, don't whack his peepee.
I'm going to whack his peepee.
With your great sword.
No, I'm going to use my scimitar speed. Ooh. I'm going to run behind and flank the Warforge, because that's only 25 feet to the Warforge. So now that I'm flanking him, I have advantage, and I'm going to swing three times with my scimitar of speed. Thank God I had it. You motherfucker. First attack, even with advantage, was a 17.
If it meets, it beats, right?
Yep.
Second attack with advantage is a 28.
Goddamn.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, both hit.
And the third attack is a 15. Oh, 19, excuse me.
Those all hit.
Okay.
Get at your cackler.
I got my kickulator.
First attack is 8 points of damage. Second attack is 9 points of damage. And the third attack is a full 6 for 12 points.
Goddamn.
All right, he's still up, but he's not looking good.
The Warforge MT-9.
I will say this, though. When you are hitting him so aggressively and fiercely, Torash, with the scimitar, beating the shit out of him, you do knock Six's dagger down onto the ground, and he goes,
drop your weapons,
and he can talk now again.
Oh.
What a bitch.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Okay, Baldi's up.
Baldi.
Baldi's up. He's gonna run towards Valen.
Is Six up next?
Oh, sorry, with Nyx up next.
What can Nyx do?
We don't know.
What can that transatlantic pussy do?
We'll find out.
Valen, does a 17 hit you?
No, because I'm going to cast shield as a reaction.
Wow, look at you.
Pew, pew, pew.
This guy pulls out a gun, a blaster, and points it at you. I did roll at disadvantage.
Uh-huh.
And you cast shield.
Yep.
Tell me what that looks like.
So he comes up at at Valen and points the gun and fires. And it's a very, like, Matrix-esque moment. He, like, turns aside and sticks his left hand up. He goes, ah! And just, like, to stop it. And then just this crackling light, like, white and red energy just kind of, like, morphs up and spreads around. And just, like, engulfs him around to kind of protect him. And then the blaster just kind of just...
Yeah, it kind of disintegrates into the shield. And he's like, fuck! Nyx is up with six on deck. That's confusing. So Nyx is going to look around and be like, this is not what I signed up for. And he will use the help action towards you, Novakite. Mm-hmm. So you have advantage on whatever attack you do next.
Ooh.
And that's the end of his turn. Six, you're up with Temple on deck.
Cool beans. Super cool. So I don't have my dagger of darkness because it's on the ground.
Yes. But don't you have like 17 other daggers?
Yeah. It's okay, guys. Guys, it's okay.
Yeah, she flicks her braid up and looks at you. Ooh. With like a dirty look.
Don't you flick that braid sassy. At me, sassy.
Braid versus braid.
Uppercut to the jaw with double crossed daggers.
I love it.
Bloop.
Bloop.
11 and a 14.
Neither of those hit.
Can I use lucky?
Yep.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna do it one more time. Fucking suck a dick, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people, you guys aren't hitting well tonight, I'm sorry.
No.
It's a niner.
Number nine. Yeah, none of those hit, six.
Great.
Her braid flicking's just too fast for your daggers.
Such a bitch. She's just blindingly hot.
And there goes your lucky point.
This is not a story about a girl named...
You could do another lucky point.
That's true. Why don't I? Let's do it. Let's fucking do it! Let's go, everybody.
Let's go.
Woo! Woo!
Let's go.
God damn it!
Oh my god. Yeah, I'd stop wasting them, honestly.
That's another nine.
No one roll another nine.
Fuck.
I'd stop. I'd stop and disengage at this point.
Yep. You know what? Great, cool. So I'm just hanging out here like a dick.
Temple!
With
my wang out. Temple, you're up with an orc on deck.
Since the dagger fell out of the Warforge's neck, he's going to repeat himself. Are you free?
I'm MT Unit 9, Special Agent Horse for the Council. You will surrender.
He hits him with an unarmed strike for 8 damage. Be a lamp for yourself. Be your own refuge. And he hits him with...
Did you just tell him to be a lamp?
I love lamp.
Flurry of blows, and that was a nat 20.
Oh,
you're literally
fuck.
Trying to beat positivity into him.
Beat some sense into him.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, that's how you do it.
Do
that's
it.
How the Harper's Requiem does mm-hmm. it.
Harper's Requiem by force.
So that's 9 plus 8.
But doesn't it doubled?
Yeah, I rolled 2.
Yeah, he's still up, but he's not looking good. One of his arms falls off.
Strive on diligently. Be your own person.
Look where that's gotten you. Surrender.
I think he's not going to respond.
Okay. Orc's up with the Warforge on deck. This orc's going to run towards Novakite. Actually, it's going to run around Novakite, and it's going to hit Pants.
Aww.
Because I'm evil.
Yeah, you are.
Can I actually... Can I shield?
You can use a reaction.
Wait, see if it hits, though.
20.
So I cast shield.
What does your shield look like, little panties?
Little panties.
Hey, yo.
Well, that's weird. Panties. I never call you that again.
Yep.
No. Sorry. I didn't mean to say it like
wow.
that.
Hey, yo.
Sorry.
You gotta buy them dinner first.
Little pansies. Little pansies. So Fidget's on his shoulders after the whole Valen thing, threw fire at him. He put like a little force field shield. Like, right from the pants.
Hell yeah.
Fidget's wings splay out and a big force field comes up and this orc is like, who the fuck are you guys?
We're the Avengers.
He's down, the Warforge is up.
When I imagine it, like, he came to attack Pants and Pants is like, ah, and closes eyes and then all you hear is a ding and then, like, Fidget's right there blocking, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like his wings and then, like, a force field.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically I'm using Battle Cry for the Warforge. So he says, all units, engage. Basically, this other orc and this bald guy, they all get advantage on their next attacks. On top of them getting advantage, he now gets an extra action as well. So he's going to look at you, Temple, and again, his hand turns into this, like, almost spearhead. An 8 doesn't hit.
Nope.
Does a 20?
20 hits.
Okay, and then 19?
That hits too.
36 points of damage.
Temple's down.
God
what?
Damn.
Temple's down!
Holy shit.
Temple's no. down?
Oh, wait, it just happened.
Damn.
How are you? What's your AC, Temple?
17.
Oh.
Yeah, so you all see, he says, engage, after Temple was trying to reach to him. You see him take this speared hand and shove it right up through Temple's fucking throat. Mm. And literally the orange in Temple's eyes goes out.
Oh!
So just two black, gray little mirrors are in this metal body's face. And then he rips it out and Temple's body crumples to the floor.
What?
And now it is Pants, you're up with an orc on deck. I swear I'm not evil.
That's just good television, folks.
Not showbiz, baby.
So it's go time.
Or die time.
So in his fury of seeing his friend go down and the light leaving his poor little eyes, he shoots a fire bolt at the Warforge. Hutch, does a 23 hit him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
17 damage.
Goddamn.
Ooh, he's looking real bad.
How is he still up?
You said
up?
That like 5 attacks ago.
I know. How is he still up?
I know.
Up?
How is he still up?
Why are you up?
Why are you up?
How much HP did you give this guy?
140.
Okay.
He's the highest of all of them, though.
Because
he's the main character, the bad guys.
So, and then I guess... Well, shit. I think I'll do another firebolt at the ogre next to me.
Nice.
Just keep it going.
You do it with disadvantage because he's right next to you and it's a ranged attack.
Got it. Disadvantage, does a 13 hit the ogre?
Yes, that hits.
Okay. And then I rolled a 14 for damage.
Damn.
How do you want to do it, Pants?
Woo! So, okay, so he is pissed and he sidesteps the ogre and shoots at the Warforge with a firebolt. Like, just, he only does fire when he's really upset. And he shoots the Warforge and hits him, tries to like buckle him over and hits him in the hips area. Essentially trying to like wipe out his legs.
Yeah, they look really burnt. The wires are fraying.
He's like panicking because he's not sure if he can like, he doesn't know whether to go to Temple. But then he sees a ogre right next to him going for 6, so he like turns to his side and flame like tries to toast the ogre next to him and hits the ogre.
Nice.
Just straight on right next to him.
Does it come out of your mouth, the fire?
Yeah, it comes out of his mouth and it like starts at the ogre's like shins, obviously, because he's so tall, and it like he goes up and aims up.
Yeah, he completely catches on fire. 6, you're looking at this bitch that just avoided your attacks, and all of a sudden you feel very hotness behind you. Hot kitty.
I was just thinking that Pants was like gonna like run underneath his like
toast
like,
his testes on fire.
To his paint.
Toasted testes.
Right through his fucking nuts.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Ooh.
This orc is up with Grayson on deck. This orc is going to run up to Torash then. Buff boy versus buff boy.
Yeah, he's gonna hit because my AC is wicked fucking low.
24 and a 25.
And both of those hit.
All right, take 30 points of slashing damage.
Yeah.
That's still nothing.
Whoa. Okay, he's down. He's out. Grayson, you're up with Kite on deck.
Great. I'm going to move because I heard the commotion. I'm gonna whip out my rifle, drop to one knee, and shoot the Warforged with my space rifle. And Ozeron is going to use his reaction to charge it with lightning as well, so I get to add an extra d6 lightning damage to it. If it hits, does a 14 hit?
Yeah, no!
Great. and attack number 2.
Fuck!
Okay. That's it.
Dude, that sucks.
All right, Kite, you're up with Valen on deck.
Clarifying question.
Yes.
If you just, like, heal someone who's down, do they get the hit points or do they have to be back up to be healed?
They get the hit points.
They will get back up.
I guess I have something called Bomb of the Summer Court.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Your character is so vibey.
So vibey.
Circle of Dreams, Druid. I have a pool of fey energy represented by the number of D6s of my level.
Mm. Where do you keep this pool of fey energy exactly?
You don't want to know, Pants.
In my hair.
In my hair.
It's full of secrets.
So if I understand it correctly, you can choose one creature you can see within 120 feet and spend a number of those dice equal to half your druid level or less. And this is a bonus action.
Hit him.
He's gonna get...
Juice me up.
12. Regain 12 hit points.
Damn.
Yay. Damn.
Ooh, he's back.
Now Pants will love Novakite, huh?
Maybe.
I hope so. Yeah, it's in her hair, so she's gonna kind of like stroke her braided-looking rock things kind of in front of her and like pull on them and then like, like again, sparkly comet-like looking... magic kind of comes out and she like flings it right at Temple and it surrounds all around him.
You are a crystal gem.
That felt so sexual and I don't
crystal
know why.
Gem.
I
mean,
very, very nice.
She's a bit of a sensual being, I have to admit, you know.
Magical.
I'm going to say that Temple can't speak though because his throat was ripped out.
Hate that.
Yeah. And that was just a bonus action. So Kite's gonna move.
You're going to take Nyx with you, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
So your movement will be halved because you're carrying someone?
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I want to move to next to Valen.
Big rock lady.
Big rock lady. I think, and then I'm just going to be in an intimidating pose with my Nyx still looking like a sack of potatoes.
Valen's up with this braided bitch fighting six on deck.
Braided boo.
I like that. These super rogue-like, the CIA lady and six are just in a corner not noticing anyone else fucking fighting with their braids.
It's a braid duel.
I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
So you said the Warforge is looking pretty bad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, as a bonus action...
Don't take him away from me. I want to kill him.
He's going to use his hex on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped the blast... I turn to the Warforged, I just give him the finger. Just kind of like starts glowing.
Your finger?
With like black. No, he does. He starts glowing red and he's hexed. As my action, I am going to cast Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
So.
Does it hit? Does it hit?
That's a 13.
Does not hit.
And that's it.
Okay. Braids is up with Torash on deck. She takes out a dagger. Six. Does a 16 hit you?
Can I use my reaction?
To do what?
Uncanny dodge.
Yep.
When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to half the attack's damage against you.
So the damage is... halved, right?
Yeah.
So you take 4 damage instead of 8.
Fabulous.
Fabuloso.
She's like, fuck! And now Torash is up with the bald guy on deck.
I am going to put all 3 of my fucking swings into this Warforged and kill this son of a bitch.
You think you will?
Do it, do it, do it.
The dice have a story to tell, sir.
He's probably still got like 100 hit points left.
So the first attack with advantage was 23.
That hits.
So far, so good.
Fucking do it.
Second attack with advantage was 27.
That hits.
So far, so great.
Oh, you fucker. You were split right on the 2 and the 12, 20. God damn it. And the third attack was an 18.
All 3 hit.
Hell yeah, dog.
Sweet.
Kill it.
My man.
First attack was a 3. First attack was 9 points of damage.
How do you want to do this?
Let's fucking go.
God. Kill him.
So what am I going to do with my other 2 attacks?
Roll them anyway, let's see.
I'll let you put it on this guy if you want.
On the orc? Okay.
Yeah, you're swinging so wide. Yeah, so you all kind of turn as you hear this scream. Torash, take it away. How do you kill both of them?
Nice.
I'm just going to take one fell swoop straight across, cut the Warforged right at the waist, and then with that extra strength that I had going through it, I'm going to slice the orc. As my sword comes around, I'm going to drag it on the ground. And as I drag it on the ground, you see, like, kind of, like, white lightning sparks, like, travel up it. And as I bring this up, you just see this huge just fucking like crackle of like blue and, you know, white electricity through the scimitar. And I say in Draconic, and I just have this just like really deep and like fucking like lizardy just cutting to mata, and then I just slice down on him. And in Draconic, I pretty much say, to the pits of hell your soul will go. And God, I just fucking like slash down on him and just fucking slice him in half.
Yeah,
dead.
That's metal as hell.
That was so hell sick. Yeah. So they're both dead, and you guys just look to see Torash heavy breathing, stabbing this. The braid girl and the bald guy look at each other and nod, and it was his turn anyway, and they both turn invisible.
Oh, fuck.
Good thing Torash has blind fighting.
I have blind sight, I do.
Okay, Torash, you see them running towards the door. Do you say or do anything?
Back to the door where they came.
Mm-hmm.
They're fleeing from the fight back the way they came. I say we leave them be.
Nyx is up, and he says, wow, you all are quite impressive. I'm glad that my guidance and strength helped you through this intense fight.
And Kite just drops him.
Yeah.
you moron! You moron!
You didn't do shit, pretty boy.
Oh, thank you. I just got a haircut.
In all fairness, Grayson also didn't do shit.
He slid across the dash of that car, though. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Couple of silver-haired pretty boys.
Okay, so Nyx is no longer sitting on your hip like a child. Kite.
What is going on?
Just imagining just holding a grown man like a child, like straddling his hip.
I was literally just like Uppie's mommy.
Mommy.
Oh my god.
Mommy, sorry.
So, you're kind of, you just have seen, Temple just got up. It's kind of scary when you see your Warforge go down. You are all kind of like breathing heavily. This broken Warforge is like sputtering oil and steam.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I certainly don't disagree with that. Torash is going to run over to Temple. Just kind of give him a hand, and I'm going to, now my lay on hands pool instead of 5 is 10 points, so now I'm going to dump all 10 points of healing into Temple. Like, don't talk, Temple, don't talk. You're hurt. We just need to get out of here.
Thank you.
Oh no, that's so sad.
Yeah, you did that, God.
Oh no, Cleo, the condensation.
This is your choice of coming to bite you in the ass.
It's true.
And then all of a sudden you hear a siren starts.
Not to be the bearer of bad news, but we gotta get the fuck out of here. So
we all have ears, Grayson.
Great. There's a speeder to the left, and I think we should get into it.
I was just about to say that.
Quick, drop us off at Strogi's. What are you idiots waiting for? Let's go. And I sprint over to the speeder.
Yeah.
And we take off after.
Yep. Jump in.
Jump all on the speeder. Who's driving?
Grayson.
Me.
Grayson.
Grayson's already,
he's already there.
For those of you who can't see the visual, Grant politely erased his hand, and Anthony went, Grayson! That was amazing.
And I defeatedly lowered my hand.
I actually like the idea of both of you going for it at the same time. Roll.
Rocks, paper, scissors.
No, dexterity.
That's dexterity. Yeah. That's dexterity, baby. That's just straight dexterity.
That's all straight dex.
Yeah, roll straight dex. You're both jumping in the pilot seat.
You feel lucky, big man?
Yeah, I got a fucking plus 0. God,
you both try to slide over the dash at the same time.
It's a fucking 6.
But what is Grayson's?
It's gonna be like a 24.
No matter what, if he rolls a 1, it's probably gonna be a 7.
22?
Yeah, fuck.
Get in, losers. We're going cannon shopping.
Oh my god.
Hell yeah.
Alright. This speeder kind of puts a little because this was on Pimp My Ship and I don't think they finished it yet.
Yeah.
It's an old school classic year 3175 blazing hot rod speeder.
Oh shit, cars. It's a 3175 blazing hot rod speeder. These shits are collectible, man.
This is like prime.
Just got so much potential, bro.
All original.
All you gotta do is, like, it's going slow. Just whack the dashboard right here, man. Hop-pop.
And as you whack it,
that was my cool sound effect.
That was actually pretty cool.
Well, that really didn't go according to plan.
When does it ever?
Fuck.
You see Temple just like touch his throat and like pull out like a chunk of metal and look at it and then like tries to like put it back. So he's like just tinkering with his neck.
Okay. Pants six. I'm gonna slow down. You guys gotta just jump out and roll. We can't stop.
Come to daddy, Pants.
Coming, daddy.
Coming, daddy. Spicy.
I like the spicy. I think Pants would like the spicy.
Jumps out and rolls, and then they both flip you off and then run inside to Strogi's thing, and you keep going.
We're down. We're down the street. We're gone.
Cool. You guys weave through this Hollywood-like esque. There are tieflings flying above, some like looking down at you, and you know, some elves you almost hit. Hey, watch where you're going! And then you finally get to where you parked your ship, and that little gnome is standing there, the valet.
I get out of the speeder and I toss him the keys and I say, don't scratch the paint.
It'll be like 15 minutes.
For our ship?
Yeah, there's two in front of you.
Yeah, it's like right there. Like, bring it up right now. Come on.
I mean, I can be incentivized to make it faster.
Oh my God. And I want to pick him up, but I won't.
He wants to.
He said he's a gnome, right? I grab him and I look him dead in the eyes like, we need to go now.
All right, I'm incentivized.
And he runs down and you hear boop, boop. And your ship kind of comes through this invisible, like holographic floor and rises up, that your stealth ship, the Stingray. You run on the ship?
Yeah.
And Torash hops in the pilot seat.
The ship feels kind of lonely without Jigalda. You start it. And as you start to take off through this underground cave city, you see two speeders, much more advanced, kind of tune in on your location and start possibly following you.
And I'm going to get in the gunner seat.
This is like that part when they're in nowhere. That's what it reminds me of in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Shooting down TIE fighters.
And now back to Six and Pants. Okay, cool. So yeah, the speeder, and you guys hop out. Strogi's door it says closed, but at a quick glance, you can see that it's not locked.
Okay.
And then Torash speeds off behind you, kind of, there's like dust in your guys' face.
Shall we go in? It's closed.
We're at Strogi's.
Mm-hmm. And it's called the Mothman Oddities.
Ugh, what a name. Yeah, you go first, Pants.
Pants goes and opens up the door, pushes it in. Strogi?
And you're, clink, 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 clink. Who is that?
It's your best friend, Pants.
Oh, Pants, I wasn't expecting you. Expecting?
I wasn't expecting you.
I wasn't expecting y'all back there. What are you? Oh, you look pretty hurt. Both of you have blood spattered on you.
Oh, yeah, it's not mine. Is that one? Is that yours, Six?
No, that's not mine.
No. Okay, yeah.
I'm not even gonna ask.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. We ran into some trouble, as you can tell. But now we're here to retrieve Jigalda and have you take us back and help us out here.
Oh, I mean, I have no problem doing that. Trouble, it sounds like you might be in a hurry.
Yeah, we're in a hurry. Yeah, right, Six. Well, I don't know.
I mean, or we could hang out and play with the cats. So we'll wait for it to cool off out there.
Yeah, I could use like some muffins, or if you got some like spaghetti or sandwich or something.
Wait for the heat to cool.
I can whip something up, and I'll I'll keep working on Jigalda here.
And he like flips on a hollow emitter, like almost like a TV projection of the news. And then he goes, put your feet up. And he bustles into the kitchen.
And Six is on the ground with her arms spread open. Come to me, my children.
roll animal handling with advantage.
For I am queen of the cats.
You get advantage because they've come to you before.
Fabulous. Okay. First one was a 16er.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Ooh. Second one was a 19er.
All of them. Yay. And like come up and start rubbing on you and like kind of doing the shoulder roll and tail flickies.
Making biscuits.
One of them hops up. It's a little tiny black one that has like a circular glass upside down fishbowl almost on its head and a little orange bandana. And it just starts trying to lick your face, but the fishbowl's kind of just like hitting your cheek over and over.
Oh, what an idiot.
Like it got its head stuck in there one day.
Yeah.
Can Pants roll animal handling too to see if they like him?
Yeah, but you don't get advantage.
Okay, that's fine. That's fair. Ooh. Five.
Oh, that's a five. Yeah, and as Pants goes like, ooh, kitty, and starts to reach out, the one that looks almost like a Borg from Star Trek, it has all like these machine parts out of its face, goes,
oh. I'm going to tell Temple you said that.
Wow. It's just a cat thing, Pants. You wouldn't get it.
Well, it's rude.
What did you do on your Wednesday night? I pretended to be a cat with my friends online.
I play pretend with my friends and we make kitty sounds.
It was so fun.
And now back to the rest of the Harper's Requiem. You start to rise through and go up Torash. And as you're going, they're definitely following you.
I'm going to shoot one.
While you're still in the cave, or are you going to wait till you're at the surface?
I guess at the surface.
Okay. So you go through the hole.
That's what she said.
Kite, you're probably going to have to guide him.
Guide him in.
Go through the hole.
Damn. All right. I gave you an opening.
Through the hole.
Looks like it might be a tight fit. Hang on.
Oh, my God.
I've got systems for that.
Hey. Just got to spit on it, you know?
Cool. Torash whips to the surface. He's riding very low to the ground. Dust kind of
whips it right out.
Dust kind of sprays to the sides as this flat ship, the Stingray, glides, the tail kind of weaving. And then boom, these two speeders start going after you. It's very pod racey as you're going through kind of these float. I don't know if you remember, there's like big floating rocks everywhere because there's such light gravity here. And Torash, you're trying to kind of avoid them, but Grayson's in that gunner seat.
Hell yeah.
Grayson, you can roll to hit.
Yeah, I'm just going to start blasting. What am I rolling?
Let's have you roll. Let's do a D20 plus your dex modifier.
All right. So it's a 4 plus 3, so 7.
Yeah, you go to do it, and right as you go and go to hit in the gunner seat, Torash was like whipping around a rock and you miss.
Yeah. Hold it steady, Torash.
I'm trying. There's a lot of rocks around here.
No offense, Kite, since you are a rock person.
No offense. I'm more of a meteor.
I'm going to try again.
And at that, one of the speeders is getting very, very close, and you all feel a goog of the ship as a tractor beam starting to. It's starting to slow down.
13.
Grayson targets it again, shoots. You barely miss. It grazes off the side. And now the other ship comes up, and it's tractor beaming.
Motherfucker.
All right, Val's going to jump into the gunner ship.
How is this ship being taken by speeders?
It's just slowing it down for the big ship that's coming.
Dirty 20?
Dirty 20 hit. So right as Valen hops in the other gunner seat, Grayson's like, fuck, and presses it. One of the speeders flies into it and crashes into one of the floating rocks.
Get fucked.
But the other speeder is still like holding on to you.
Valen's gonna take a shot. That's a nat 20.
Hell yeah.
Fuck
yeah. Oh, fuck.
Nice.
So 20, nat 20 plus, what is my deck anyway? Oh, plus one of decks.
Okay. Right then you see this bigger ship kind of coming up. The speeder's giving off an alarm and it's tracking onto you. And Valen looks, shoots, hits the speeder perfectly. It flips backwards, the tractor beam energy kind of dispersing and goes right into that big ship. And the big ship crashes and starts like goes into the surface right as Torash pulls back. And you guys go up into the atmosphere towards the rings.
Nice.
You will be there in about 15 minutes. And now back to Six and Pants.
Can I roll perception or just to look around?
On the shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll perception with perception.
Oh, man, I'm rolling shit tonight.
That was performance, so I'll let you try again.
Oh, I did roll performance. Thank you. Okay, I meant to do that. 2, 3.
Oh, my God.
It's all up to you, 6.
So as you look around, Pants, yeah, and you kind of are just, you know, gazing around, that little black cat decides to approach you.
Oh.
And it climbs up your small, scaly body, mm-hmm, and kind of starts rubbing on your horns and then slips off the fishbowl and it goes over your head.
Ow!
And as
fuck,
you're breathing, it's fogging up from your snoot. You can't see anything, which is why your perception's so bad.
Oh, no.
And the cat's like, meow!
I'm sick.
It finally got its little head off.
Sick.
Is the cat's head inside the bubble with Pants?
No, it got it off. No. On Pants' horns.
Pants!
Six, hold me, my horns! Six, my horns!
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Pants, I can't take you anywhere.
Please help me.
You're making me look bad in front of my cat friends.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please get off my head.
Okay. I have removed helmet. Shloop. I have removed said bubble from Pants.
Oh my God. I was so scared. Thank you.
Yeah. Ma'am, sir, God?
Yeah.
What is exclusive cat line designed by Strogi?
So as you look over, you see the whole shop is kind of like metals and rust color browns, silvers, grays. But as you look, there's just one bright teal and pink and green section. And it's just like cat collars and cat leashes and harnesses and food bowls and all these cute cat things with all these little mushroom prints all over it.
Mushroom.
And at that, Strogi comes back and goes, all right, I whipped you up some sandwiches. Here you go. And hands you guys each a plate.
Excellent.
Strogi, you're an angel.
Yeah, Strogi, I was famished.
Yours is pork roast, Pants, and yours is salmon, 6.
Mm. Oh, great.
My favorite.
It's canon now.
Starts smushing him in his face.
And you hear like tink, tink, and he's like gently hitting it.
I'm wondering, why'd you have to go to that TV studio? I mean, I'm very curious why you had to go.
He wants to know the tea.
We had to see a guy about a thing. You know how those things go, Strogi.
Okay.
You're a businessman.
I am, and I respect your privacy. But, what the shit happened to Jagolda?
What do you think happened to Jagolda?
I mean, she's completely broken, her spine's obliterated, and there's slime in her wires?
Oh, yeah, can you save that for me?
Sure.
Thanks, yeah.
I just envisioned Pants' box just has rows and rows of shelves with little just like trophy jars of...
I have
formalin jars of just fucking bullshit.
They're keepsakes, so I remember where I've been.
They're
and what
tokens.
I've done.
They're serial killer tokens, but I love Pants.
Yeah, dude.
We may or may not have run into a werefrog.
A what?
You heard me. And
Pants pulls up, puts his hat on, and turns into Woa.
You hear, and he drops Jagalda's body for a second, and is like,
what in the shit?
That was my exact reaction when I heard his voice, too, so.
Why in the hell would you bring that on your ship?
It's a long story. I mean, the whole thing is really a long, long story. So I think it's just best if you didn't know. The short story is Jagalda saved all of us in a way. And it was great.
Space God bless her.
Yeah. Yeah. Her crushed body was not for naught. So you should be happy that your little robot kitty was so brave and saved us all.
I mean... Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a load of bullshit, but I mean, I'll go with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it did involve a bullfrog, so yeah.
Ooh.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Wouldn't that happen to be that shiny new dagger on your person there, A6?
Oh, this old thing?
Can I see it?
You know, it's still pretty new.
Mm.
But it is special, and it does have power, so I would...
Here, just put it on the counter. I won't touch it.
Okay. I like that.
He puts on, like, a monocle that, like, choo-choo-choo-choo, like, little pieces come out, and he's looking at it, and he goes,
well, I'll be damned. This is, part Odin crystal, part obsidian. That's a magical properties there.
And then he, like, pushes it back in.
Yeah, only the best for this gal.
That's what the werefrog gave you?
Yeah.
I'd let it on my ship, too. Fuck, that's a cool dagger.
Yeah. Yeah, I took one listen to his voice, and I said, abso-fucking-lutely not. I don't want him on our ship. And then he was like, would you like this? And I said, yes, I would. You welcome aboard. Yeah.
Oh, I should probably laugh like Strogi and not like Justine. Oh, I hate that. I sound like fucking Santa.
And I got a lot of his slime. It was worth it.
What are you planning on doing with that pants?
Well, you know, just whatever comes at the moment. It's come in handy a few times. No, it hasn't. Yes, it has.
He just daily microdoses.
Yeah. That scope you got there, that's pretty cool. Can I get one of those? Or can I just have the one you have?
Well, I'm using it to fix Jigalda.
Do you have another one?
Oh, pants.
And he, like, can't resist your little blue fucking face. And he pulls one out from under the counter and says,
only to look at.
Well, can I buy it?
I only have two. Those are, like, tools I use to make goods.
Oh. Is there a way I can make one?
Probably. Hold on, let me go look in the back.
And he kind of walks off.
Thanks.
And, yeah, you're kind of just left... You know, Six is looking at her beautiful new dagger, admiring it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of just sitting there and you just see Jalgalda's, like, broken body in front of you. Like, he's trying to fix it, but it's looking pretty rough.
Can I roll,
You could do, like, investigation.
Great. A 19.
Woo!
Yeah, so you, Pants, kind of pull out your tools and start using your own set of tools.
Yeah.
You realize that the actual ship mine, which is like that cool N64 cartridge that plugs in the cat,
mm-hmm.
it got damaged.
Wait, so the ship mine, Jigalda's damaged?
Yes.
Oh.
It's not just the body.
Okay. He pulls that out.
So Six, you just see Pants start going for it and like start pulling shit out of Jigalda.
I pull out the ship mine and I look at it kind of intensely and I'm like, well, fuck. This is not great.
Bad news, huh?
Well, if you call Jigalda being entirely damaged not good news, then yeah.
Yeah, I would say that qualifies as bad news.
Yeah.
And now back to the rest of the Harper's Requiem.
We did it, guys.
Nice shot, Valak. And Grayson.
Nice flying.
Just another day in the office.
You know, you could really make some money opening up your own TV show, possibly, for doing that.
Can somebody duct tape this guy's mouth?
Yeah, Valen's gonna get out of the seat, the gunner seat, walk up to Pips, and then just go, what, get in his face, like, what the hell was that?
That was fine shooting. That's what I was doing, was complimenting you.
No. That had nothing to do with that. Like, I'm talking about the bullshit you put us through with the fucking live TV show.
Well,
lying to us. And then I kind of get in his face and then I, like, pin him against the wall. I was like, if you ever try to pull shit like that again, you are going to regret it.
Roll intimidation.
That's an 11. 3 plus 8.
Bro.
He looks at you up and down and goes, listen, see, I could just... not be here or not cooperate, so you better take your hands off me.
Yeah, and you would be in that cell having to deal with the bullshit you put yourself in as well.
Better than some random tiefling trying to attack me.
Oh, Valen wants to put him outside the ship. He wants to throw him out the ship so bad, but he knows he needs him. He's just gonna like well up and just gonna ball his fist up and he's like, just watch yourself. And then I'm gonna walk away.
While this is happening, Grayson's gonna go up to Temple and just kind of ask, would you be offended if I took a look at that?
No, you can't help.
And he lifts his head to kind of show his neck to Grayson.
Yeah. So I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna see if I can do not like a permanent fix, but like a quick patch to try to help it out a little bit. What would you like me to roll, if anything?
Investigation with advantage. Or medicine with advantage. Either one you'd like.
Let's do medicine.
Are you sure you don't want to roll perception?
Thank you. Dirty 20 for my medicine check.
Yeah, you can see where some of the wires were almost like cut open. You can see like energy still flowing through them, but it's having a hard time connecting the synapse.
Yeah. I'm going to see if we have any like what essentially like electrical tape to just like kind of wrap the wires to just keep it from sparking.
Yeah, you do.
And try to hold that connection a little bit better. And I'm going to do my best to wrap them in a way that's not terrible.
Valen grabs it and tosses it to him. It's like, I think this might help. And I throw just a bag of tape, just random tapes.
Thanks, Valen. And yeah, I pull out the electrical tape and I'm like, all right, try to carefully wrap them.
Nix walks up to Kite and says, you seem familiar to me. Besides, when I was sitting on your hip like a baby.
Well, that makes sense, because we live on the same planet.
You're all very sassy people.
Well, there's something quite extraordinary at stake. We're a little stressed. Typically, I'm quite relaxed, but upon meeting these lovely people myself, it's been quite interesting.
Oh, you're not part of the group. You're not a normal member of this brigade.
No, I run the Wonderporium.
Oh! You are about going to have a big meeting up here soon. You're going to have something that I was going to be possibly doing a piece on.
Well, given your expose today on how you shed light on certain things, I'm not so sure.
Oh, they'll be welcoming me back with open arms after this kind of crazy scene. You know what kind of story this is going to generate? I was on the front row seats. Actually, I'll need all of your first and last names for the story piece I'm
going to
make.
We're going to have to decline. I'm already...
Shut up your ass, Nix.
I'm already going to have to be off-planet for a while just for being seen. I have a pristine record to uphold, and it's been tarnished today, so...
Well, I do have to ask you this. What is so important in my safe that you all need?
I'm not sure if I am at the level to release that information, but you do have a particular artifact of mine that I... really need.
I don't remember stealing from you. I mean, getting gifted from you.
You didn't steal from me directly, but that's besides the point. Kite's just gonna try to get the attention off of her, try to get them involved to describe their piece, what they're looking for.
Do you have an octopus on your back?
I might. This is elusive. What do you need to know about it?
This is very interesting, that's all.
Well, it'll never be on your cameras, that's for sure.
And you all start approaching the rings. You don't have Fidget to show you again where to go. So I will have you all roll history with advantage to see if you can remember which one it is.
Dirty 20 for history.
19 plus 2, so 21.
14 for Temple.
10 for Torash.
16 for Kite.
Valen and Grayson, you remember exactly which rock it was. So as Torash starts to slow down the ship, kind of looking around.
We direct him. I think between the two of us,
we
point him where to go. Mm-hmm.
As you get closer, there are three ships hovering around that specific rock.
Oh, great.
And now back to Six and Pants. Strogi comes in and he goes, Pants, what are you doing?
Oh, I was just taking a look, seeing if I could help. You know, I've learned a couple things since I last met you and saw you, so I was just trying to see if I could help you. Yeah. Well, I did find Jagalda's chip, and it looks not good.
It's damaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can fix that?
I'm trying. Why don't you just sit here?
And he puts up like a comfy box.
Oh, that does look like a nice box. But I can help. I really can.
And then he turns up the news. And as he turns up the news, I need both of you to roll perception.
Oh, I have not been rolling perception. Great.
Yeah, you have. With your three.
Ah, there. 18.
That's better.
I rolled an 18 too. Wow.
I love that.
Twinsies.
Twinsies.
You both look up at the TV as he says that and gestures, and you see a picture of Torash on the screen.
Oof.
But the sound's up.
That's our boy.
Yeah, that's our yellow dragon bodybuilder bro.
There he is.
Hey, Strogi, can you turn up the volume?
Oh, sure. And he touches a little side piece on the side of his head. And the volume comes off on the hollow emitter.
What?
And you hear a reporter saying, yes. And it is true. And it's like flashing. Now there's another contestant member that you see. This one's like a guy with like a robotic arm and like a shaved head. That this year, for the first time, the Vault Subnautica's rules have been changed majorly. The council has already revealed for the first time in history, this race will not have a live audience. And then there's like images of past races where people are at the finish line, like screaming in pods and like excited. This, no one knows why the council is making this. Obviously, everyone knows that the Vault Subnautica, most dangerous sports events of the entire Adial system. Could it be that the council is possibly taking that into regard? We also know that this is the first year that the race will be open to a group setting, so groups can compete versus one individual racer. And last, the prizes have been updated. And you see an array of prizes. So you already knew that there was a huge lump sum of credits, money, that was available. Now, there is also this really amazing looking weapon. It's like a shotgun, and attached to this top, you would both recognize is the scope of the cannon.
Pants just like points at it and looks at Six like, do you see that?
Ugh, yeah, I want that gun.
No, Six, the thing on the gun.
The scope.
Yes, Six, the scope.
I feel like that's supposed to be important to me.
Yeah, it's really important for us.
Oh, I have tons of scopes in the back if you want me to get you one.
No, no, we need that. Just specific one for certain reasons that Gigalda told us about. So we just really need to fix her.
He narrows his eyes.
Six. Six.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, so,
I think I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it looks like the rules are changed this year. I hope your Dragonborn friend can make it.
Well, he's got us, so it'll be great.
And then you see your favorite person flash on the TV. Pants, this is the first time you're seeing this character. Six, it's definitely not the first time for you. Commander Gallowood's picture comes up. This tall, proud-looking Leonin in, like, a commander's outfit. And the person on the screen continues to say, also, this is one of the first times in the last 15 runs that the council will not be present at the Vault Subnautica. It will instead be overseen by Commander Gallowood.
I've heard that name before. Who is that, Six?
Six just looks at Pants and says, that's the piece of shit that sent us all to Tarrant 19 to die.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dungeon Boys first campaign, Stardust Echoes. We have a big thank you to give to you, but also an ask. We have a challenge, call to action, request, favor, whatever you want to call it in your mind. We really love doing this, and we put a lot of hard work into it. And we are going to ask that you tell one person about the Dungeon Boys who doesn't probably know about them. We appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts, and may all your space travels be safe.